Gothamites, it is time. Season 5 is here. Come along with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh. Nice.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz.
Simple intro.
I feel it. I feel
honestly,
a lot of feelings. I feel like I'm in a post-apocalyptic world.
Hello,
as
everyone.
As if everyone burned it all down.
And welcome to Gotham Season 5, Episode 1, where we're going to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, as always, Steve Kaufman, being joined by Carla Beltran and Zach Peter.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're back.
Also, as often, whatever terminology I did use there, we're diving in to Year Zero. Things went crazy, Season 4, Episode 22. Now we're here and we're ready.
Everything, like, burned down.
Quite literally burned down. And we're here to talk about it. How did we feel about this episode?
Honestly, I have been waiting for Gotham to come back for a couple of weeks now.
Months.
But honestly, once they started setting out all the things, once I found out that Shane was going to be Bane, and I followed Gotham on Instagram, and I started noticing how, like, they were posting different clips, I was so excited to come back and get the episode that makes me want to stay for the whole season. And it was a little bit, like, disappointing because I knew that they needed to, like, set the, like, background for it.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it dragged on too long.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like because, I mean, this is the last season, correct? Like, this is, like,
this
we're
is
not, there is no other season after this. So, like, if you're going to come and you're going to give me a final season, then you need to come and you need to, like, give me a bomb season premiere. I need a good mid-season finale, and I need you to kill it in the end. Like, you, like, if this is the end, then I want to see it all, like, wow me and move me in ways that I haven't been moved before.
I'm giving them some leeway here. There was a lot of action in this episode. They started 293 days into No Man's Land. Also, I'm screaming because it sounds like either the engineer is in our ears or in everyone's ears. So we'll just figure that out. We're starting 293 days into No Man's Land, where the GCPD, Penguin, Barbara, the Riddler are all fighting someone. And, like, they're under they're either approaching a siege. It looks like they're approaching a siege.
See, but what I feel like this episode, like, what we got for this entire 60-minute episode is what we could have gotten in, like, the first 15 to 20-minute intro.
This,
like, set the stage for me. Give me, you know, where everybody's at, what the pace is, and then get into the action. Whereas, like, this episode did not end leaving me wanting more for next week.
Really?
Like, Carla, like, we both turned to each other, and we're just like, it's
like,
over.
It's over, yeah.
Like, I expected a twist.
Agree.
I know.
This is crazy.
It really is the end of the world.
I don't disagree with you, but I am giving them some leeway.
That's fair.
I am still very excited for this very segmented Gotham.
Yes.
Yeah.
This gang warfare Gotham that I do feel we need to get in the coming weeks that maybe we could have gotten a little more of today. So now let's jump to day 82, where Bruce gives us all the exposition we could ever possibly need. Us and whoever's on the other end of that radio. Gotham has been segmented into the Lowboys, Penguin, Scarecrow, the Sirens,
and the GCPD.
The GCPD, and I feel like I'm missing someone. Freeze and Firefly.
Yeah.
So seven. There are seven Gothams at this point. The GCPD, as far as we're aware,
it's like
is the
Los
only
Angeles.
Kind of, yeah. But the GCPD is harboring 150 refugees, which I only find interesting, and I know it's silly of me to think, but if Gotham is the size of Chicago, 150 is so few people.
It really is.
Everybody's in the ish. If like,
that wasn't
the GCPD is harboring 150 refugees.
No, live without being a part of an alliance.
Well, because the Riddler can survive without an alliance, and it's how Enigma survives during the day is what we're all kind of fascinated with. But he wakes up in dumpsters. He's clearly doing stuff at night. He's clearly plotting something to go down. How do we feel? Where do we see Enigma moving forward? Like, this is kind of scaffolded. The more I think about it, the day 82 and then day 293 are both known.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's something that's going to come to pass very quickly. He's not going to stay in that state forever because, like, there's only so many other scenes that they could do of him waking up somewhere else without really finding a solution. I think it's going to be interesting to know why he's waking up in all these different places. I'm excited for that, so I hope that they don't drag it too long.
I don't think they're going to drag it too long. I think it's going to be within the next two episodes, either next week or the week after, mm-hmm. that we find out what's actually going on with him. And I think what they're setting up right now is Nygma's kind of... he's plotting something, you're right, yeah. And I think he's coming into his power, and we're gonna see that happen over the next two episodes.
Yeah. Well, and he's also going to become...
Minions, he's gonna rebuild.
Well, and minions? either the Riddler takes over, or he becomes fully formed Hulk. I always like to compare him to... Because it's Jekyll and Hyde or the Hulk. Yeah. Like, it's very similar tropes with Nygma, that it's the duality that either they learn to work together, or one of them just takes over, mm-hmm. or they can't, or they one of them can't become the other one.
Oh my gosh, that would be really awesome if they could both work together.
Well, because that's...
In a way, that's kind of what they're doing, but not really.
Riddler is his best as a villain is when he is full on Riddler, Nygma isn't involved and is gone and out of there. Or if Nygma learns to work together with Riddler and they have the same goals. Because otherwise, the duality is what keeps them from being strong.
Right. I think they're going to find their duality and common ground together. And that's really where we're going to see him shine.
And I've made it very far into this episode before I can fully say, if Riddler were full strength, we'd need Batman. If Penguin were full strength, we'd need Batman.
Penguin has like a shot kneecap.
That is ridiculous what's happening to Penguin. But Penguin can still walk. Selina Kyle cannot walk
right
so,
now.
So this was the thing that didn't read well to me about this whole episode.
Okay.
Which is her motivation. She feels that the only reason she was shot by Jerome... I was about to say Penguin. I'm like, no, it's Jerome.
It was Jerome.
The only reason she was shot by Jerome was because he was trying to get to Bruce. Meaning that she was only shot and almost died and can never walk again and just feels macabre about everything is because she's friends with Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
She, up until that moment, valued Bruce's friendship. And I would say they were headed on the course to a possible, probable relationship.
Okay.
I do not understand what has changed in her psyche that now she went from things are okay to I want to kill myself because I can't walk.
Well, I mean, I think anybody would want to kill themselves if they couldn't walk. Like, that's a natural human progression of emotions after you lose your ability to walk and you were shot. I mean, I think her feelings are very valid. Like, she was just kind of a pawn that Jerome used to get mm-hmm. back to get back at Wayne.
Yeah, I don't know. She's too much of a fighter to me.
She is too much
depressed right now.
I think this is the moment that we need. We've seen all of the characters kind of have this moment throughout the past couple of seasons where they kind of lose their luster a bit, and they go through like this questioning phase of like they don't know what their purpose is, or like if they're, you know, meant to be. Like, everybody has to go through that challenge of like finding their potential again, and I think she's kind of in that stage of like she feels like she's lost her motivation. She doesn't know what her purpose is anymore, and I think that's natural considering everything going on around her and the fact that she can't walk. You would feel pointless too if you couldn't walk either, Steve. Let me
no thank you. I'll stop
let me
you
paralyze
right there.
You
I'll stop you right there. No thank you.
Well, and we'll see how you test them waters.
She's so scrappy.
Not only that though, but I also think that it doesn't help the situation that Gotham is in right now, and the feeling of feeling helpless really does get to you. Mm-hmm. And I think like that's where she's at right now, where not only she can't help herself, but she can't help Bruce, she can't help anybody, and she sees in the state that like Gotham is in, you know, like mm-hmm. literally the last time that we saw Selina was her being shot by Jerome, and then Gotham went on flames. So imagine like you wake up and like you can't even get to the right clinic to take care of you and to do this procedure and to just like imagine, like, okay, you were in an awful car accident because there was, like, a disaster, and then you wake up and you find out, like, everything has gone to pieces. So, like, to a certain extent, I understand her, and I give her some leeway on being in this situation. But I of course, like, I do miss mm-hmm. the Selina that we have. Like, she's supposed to be this, like, strong female protagonist, so, like, I'm excited. Like, I just want her to come back.
She's gonna reach an epiphany. She's gonna realize, like, there's gonna be a light bulb moment for her where she actually realizes, like, oh, I'm not meant to, like, just sit in a wheelchair all day. Like, mm-hmm. I'm meant to be a real person, and I have a purpose, and she's gonna come into her heroism.
Exactly. Although she's in enough pain, she could use some heroin.
She could use some heroin. I don't think she would mind.
I think she could go with some heroin. I don't know. It didn't read well to me because she strikes me as such a fighter that I wish like maybe a surgery had gone wrong or multiple surgeries had gone wrong. Like her day to day life is miserable.
Yeah.
That maybe it would really truly explain why she feels this way, because otherwise she strikes me as someone who's such a fighter that would from a wheelchair in the GCPD sector, like, still do something, still fight.
Yes.
Rob refugees from a wheelchair, maybe. Like, I don't know. There's something about her that, like, the turn seems too sudden for me, that she's immediately depressed.
Well, Bruce had the same kind of period a while back where he kind of felt like he lost his purpose, and he, you know, was bad boy Bruce, and he was going out to clubs and he was drinking, and he kind of lost his way. That one was really dragged out. I don't think they're going to drag Selena's out that long, but I think this is definitely her moment before she kind of has that flash of like realizing what her potential is.
I feel like Bruce is going to find the witch, whoever the witch may be.
Yeah, who is the witch?
And that's when Selena's going to feel better, because she's going to be able to go back and kick ass.
So in Batman lore, there is a witch that the page I read said that she was one of two female Arkham inmates. My presumption would be the other Arkham inmate would be Harley Quinn, depending on the lore. Because I know in other lores, Harley Quinn was a doctor at Arkham. But she could also wind up there. Arkham was notoriously a rogues gallery, but notoriously all male. So the fact that a female from Arkham, I don't know if that really plays into... Because Gotham doesn't like to mess with their lore very much. Their mythology, they like
I thought Harley Quinn was the girl that writes on the map.
We're not positive on that, but I think the witch is someone different. I do think the witch isn't the woman who wrote on the map.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't.
I thought that initially because of where she was, but now that she wrote a message from Jerome, I don't think.
Well, and didn't Gordon also kind of have a feeling that the message on the map was actually from Joker? He's not Joker. What is his? He's not Jerome. Is he Jerome?
We're going by Jerome.
Jerome. We're sticking with Jerome.
It's supposed to be Jeremiah, right?
Jeremiah.
Sorry.
Yeah. See, yeah, I was like...
That's very confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing. He's Jeremiah now.
It's his twin that killed Jerome, and now he's Jeremiah.
Crazy twins. Really?
It's the first day back, you guys.
We're trying to catch up with all of you.
Jeremiah. Which is going to be really difficult because the board says Jerome. And I am Ron Burgundy about these things. I think the witch is someone we haven't seen yet, is what I think. I don't think the witch is the woman that wrote the thing. I also would really prefer they just not have a Harley Quinn this season, but I think I'm way late.
You know what else I realized? We don't have Ivy. Like, we just, like, killed her out of existence.
Well, we cast her three times and then killed her.
Yeah, I think we realized the third Ivy just did not work. They watched our after show and they realized it was not the vibe.
Well, I think they're...
I think it's too early to say she's gone forever.
I think she's gone forever. If there are 12 episodes left, there is no reason to bring her back.
Although, guys, if you do have a fourth... if you do have Ivy come back from the dead again, can it please just be a fourth actress?
Yeah, just be a fourth Ivy. Yeah. Like, at this point, just play into it. Yeah.
Just let that be your known bit. That just, like, Ivy is a different person every time we
every
use
time
her.
Every time we see her, she just, like, morphs into somebody else.
We explain it somehow. It's plants. Yeah. Plants. She's different
now. She goes through a metamorphosis of like a whole new creature.
So a whole new creature is what one would say about Barbara.
Yes.
With the haircut.
Her Ellen DeGeneres pixie cut was not... Carla was not feeling it.
I don't feel the haircut.
I'm the only one on this panel that likes this haircut.
I don't think it's bad. I think she's had better hair choices, though. And you know I love Barbara's hair. And if I don't love it, then it's not great. But I don't think it's terrible. Okay. I think we've seen worse on Barbara.
Fair.
Well, I mean, Barbara could honestly pull anything off. Like, she looks great with short hair, long hair, blonde hair, brunette hair. She looks great with all
types
of hair.
Have we seen her with brunette hair?
We'll get there. I don't think we have.
She's always been
blonde or gray.
Blonde or, platinum.
White. Sorry.
Yeah.
Platinum. It's not a cheap color. It's a very expensive color. Get it right.
So this Barbara Tabitha moment, how do we feel? This isn't a prediction. Is Tabitha dead forever?
No.
I heard a quick no.
Yes.
I'm on yes. I think Tabitha's gone. I think that actress is on about other stuff.
I think there's something more to come from Tabitha in this season. I don't think she's going to be a prominent character, but I don't think we're done with her completely. And you can quote me on that.
Okay. I think she's gone. I think she's gone, and I think this is their way of doing something very impactful this episode, and I think it worked.
Yeah.
Like, because I think the GCPD getting to hold have their stronghold for longer was important enough stakes.
Yeah.
Was important enough stakes, and then to have, like, an okay corral moment between, like, four different factions.
I actually retract that. I think her role this season is going to be Barbara's motivation. So yes. We will not see the actress, but Tabitha's legacy will live on through Barbara's vengeance. And I think that that's what's ultimately going to be the downfall of Barbara.
Sky Patterson believes the witch is Dr. Pamela Isley / Poison Ivy, who's hiding out in the slums of Gotham City.
No!
Only if it's a different actress. Funny?
No.
You know what's funny? Is that I actually thought that Poison Ivy was a witch, but that didn't really make any sense in my head.
I mean...
Because I don't really remember what Poison Ivy did.
Nothing. Frank she pissed us all off. That's what she did.
Frank S. about Tabitha, please let her be dead. I'm sick of all these characters coming back to life.
I agree. I feel him on that.
Remember, I want to quote you on something you said last season. You were like, if you've died more than two times, like, you're bound to either come back.
Fair.
I think it's something you said, like, honestly. So I wouldn't be surprised if Tabitha were to come back.
That's fair.
Some miraculously way. But I hope that they just keep her... Not that I hope that they keep her dead, but I do hope that they keep her dead only because, like, we're trying to get to the end of the season of the show.
Okay.
So it would be better to just have her.
No, I think, I don't know, for this show to end, I think you need to narrow characters. So, like I said, the Lowboys and the Scarecrow and the Mr. Freeze and Firefly. Like, we need a lot of people.
Let it go.
We need, like, I don't want to say villain of the week because that's not this kind of show, but I would really like some culling.
Yeah,
especially if you're going to reintroduce Bane and, like, Jeremiah's not even around yet. And
there's a possible Harley Quinn.
Well, apparently Echo is Harley Quinn, and we've seen Echo last season. Echo was definitely in. Shout out to a couple folks in the chat who helped me out with that.
And the mask.
No.
Who is the woman with the blonde?
The woman with the mask. Echo. I thought you were talking about Bane, and I'm like, no, that's Bane. Bane is well known. Also,
I'm confused.
It's Gotham.
Yeah. So many characters. You have character, to catch up.
So the character that we saw drawing on the map, that was Echo?
That was Echo.
Okay.
That was Echo.
I didn't recognize her.
Who is likely Harley Quinn. People have been seeing it in previews that she's...
I had to look up, like, a picture of what Echo looked like because I can't remember.
It's
I feel
lot.
Like she came
in. She had the mask.
And they did something confusing.
She had a big thing with the mask.
And they did something confusing with, I believe it was a bank robbery where everything exploded, where there was, like, a kind of sort of nuclear bomb. And, like, it was never actually clear that she had got out.
Who survived, yeah.
Well, it was never clear whether or not she was in the room because they didn't really develop her character.
Yeah.
Yet, it sounds like if they're going to make her Harley Quinn, they're going to develop her character. Mm-hmm. But I'm not wrong in thinking a lot of folks in a lot of different boards I read were like, was she in there? I don't know. Let's look at stills.
Yeah.
That's how I read. Yeah. That's what I read, y'all.
I thought she was in there.
She wasn't.
And we didn't know whether or not she made it out. I could have sworn that was a conversation
we had.
She was
in there. Yeah, she was in there.
But then she got out? Or that everyone
she was
in there
because she was in there because she did something that happened before the explosion. I remember that because I remember us having the conversation about whether or not we think she made it out, and I think we all kind of unanimously agreed she probably made it out and will make an appearance in the new season.
Also, Asher Guerrero in the chat is saying Tabitha is dead. The actress got a new job.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I will go with Asher Guerrero, who is saying he's Ivan Soto, but I don't know. Are you Ivan Soto? Your name is Asher Guerrero.
Are you?
Words. I don't know. We're there. We're talking about it. Jeremiah, Jerome, Joker. One of the strongest Batman villains ever.
Yeah.
Exists in this universe.
Yeah.
Gotham is no man's land, broken up into different factions and land masses. And Jerome, Jeremiah, Joker is nowhere to be seen. Except for Echo in this one final scene. We don't know where he is, what his plan is. Is he out for revenge? Is he out for Bruce? Is he out to just create anarchy? Let us discuss.
I think it's all of the above.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all of the above. And I think the reason why we haven't seen him is because he's on the top and he's overseeing everything.
Yeah. I think he has a bigger hand in what's going on right now than I think anybody realizes. Everyone just thinks he's disappeared or he's in hiding, but he's not doing like a...
I think he's overseeing everything.
Yeah, he's overseeing everything. He's plotting his next move. He's getting ready to act. And he has a bigger card up his sleeve.
Okay. How do we feel about Bruce? And do we... Actually, this has been posed a couple times, and I just have this question in general. do we think we're seeing a time jump by the end of this season to show a fully formed Batman?
Yes.
Yeah.
So a Smallville-esque time jump?
Well, we already know that there is, because what day, when we opened the season, what day was it? One or two?
293.
290, it was day 293. And then we get into day 82. So at some point, we're going to see something drastically.
Well, because Bruce isn't going to let the injustices, because we also learn from a child, like the stuff I could tell you just from that map is happening to innocent people. A little boy was saying, like, they're killing us, they're slaughtering us, this is awful, this is terrible. And, like, you know he's probably not talking about the sirens or Penguin. My thought would be it's the Scarecrow. But, like, probably. We don't know much about the Lowboys. That might just be somebody we can set up to knock down next week. But also because, I don't know, because everybody else has a bit of humanity in this show. Like, even Freeze or Firefly.
Yeah.
That they'd be more willing to fight each other and have a stronghold.
Instead of just
than, like, slaughtering children, people. Yeah. That it would either be Scarecrow or the Lowboys. I guess it would be Scarecrow. I could see Scarecrow.
I think
Scarecrow
is the most likely.
Scarecrow is the most likely to
thrives off of. Yeah, he thrives off of fear and terror.
So,
But I don't think there's going to be a drastic time jump from when we see Batman at the end of the season, but I think there will be a small time jump.
Okay. A bunch of folks are saying they're going to jump 10 years in the future.
Oh, wow.
So might be... Well, because we're seeing...
I wouldn't be surprised if they did that.
We're seeing a silhouette of a grown man as Batman. So right. I think... I don't know. I'm okay with I'm okay with a Superman... With a Smallville ending. Because that's how Smallville ended, where it's just... He's officially Superman, and we see him fly as Superman the one time, and we're like, it's over. Yeah. Spoilers if you haven't seen Smallville. Yeah. Where you been?
No, and I know where it's ending, but I don't know. We don't know what happens in between at all. Like, there's.
So my thought is that day 293 isn't the final episode. I feel like the final episode is day 312 to 350.
Yeah,
I think day 293 is building us up to like episode 8 or 9. Like,
there's going to be a whole year of like them fighting.
But what I'm hoping for is possibly that next week, instead of just following day 83, that we go back to day 22 and find out what Ed's been up to.
Yeah.
Or, like, go back to day 31 and then, in a way that's still interesting, because we got a lot of backstory, but, like...
I think there's going to be a lot of time jumping.
Like, and Freeze and... We only heard that Freeze and Firefly are fighting in two different territories. We know nothing of how they got there, what's happening, how they interact with all the other territories. That we have something there that we can... I don't know, maybe even jump forward, but in a different... Like, there's a place for a linear timeline... Even if we did Bane next week, but it's day 112.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, we're back to day 84. But we know Bane's happening. Like, that would be interesting. I'm talking in I don't think... That would be weird.
Well, no, I know what you mean, because they could have started by showing us day 93 and then showing us day 5. Like, when everything is, like, kind of breaking down and how everybody's gaining their territory. Because right now, we're at day 82, and people already have their territories. Like, there's, like, all these things, you know, so...
But specifically from the perspective of people we didn't see today is what
I think
we're
going to
do
that a little bit. I don't foresee them doing much of that. I think it's going to be more of, like, context, like, showing us kind of how we got to where we are right now. But I don't think we're going to dedicate whole episodes to what happened prior to day 83.
That's fair.
I think, it's going to be moving.
At least I hope not, because I want to see the action of what happens after day 100.
Yeah, but I just feel like this one kind of set the stage of, like, this is where we are today. Here's a little teaser of where we're going in the future. At some point, you're going to see Jeremiah. At some point, you're going to see Bane. At some point, all these things, Selena's going to be okay. Barbara's going to kiss Jim. Like, at some point, all these things are going to happen, but you have, like, zero idea of like how or what. Like, there was zero inclination of what the direction is going to be in and how we're going to achieve so many different boxes within 13 weeks.
Yeah, which in a way is very intriguing.
It is very intriguing. It's smart. I mean, I have no real predictions, and normally I have lots of predictions.
Asher Guerrero in the chat has a prediction that Barbara and Gordon are going to hook up and have a little girl who will be Batgirl / the Oracle.
No.
Whatever.
I think I think Barbara and Gordon will have a moment, but I don't foresee them actually being together in this series. I would love that to happen. I'm glad that Lee's gone.
Yeah, I personally think that Barbara's going to die this season. I don't know if this...
feels right.
I feel like she's going
to
be gone.
I don't know how she...
See her
well, I don't know how she rectifies wanting to avenge Tabitha on day 82, but then teaming with Penguin on day 293. Like, that's an arc I'm really
fascinated. We didn't see her there.
Did we not see her there?
Well, she was not there.
Then never mind.
I think her vengeance for Tabitha is what's going to ultimately end up killing her later in the season.
Yeah.
Cool. So, if we have no other predictions, I do have a very quick announcement. By the end of the Gotham run, season 5, it'll be the whole series. I was here on this panel with AfterBuzz TV for season 1, episode 1, meaning right around that week, right around that month, it will be my 5-year anniversary here at AfterBuzz TV, and I think that's a really good time for me to move on from AfterBuzz TV, so it'll likely be, we don't know the dates yet, but like March, April, possibly May or June, and in the meantime, I have some stuff I still want to do. I'm going to write out a list, I'm going to post it on my Instagram and my Twitter. There's some shows I want to do. There's some stuff I want to do before I leave here tonight. Not tonight. Before I leave here in May, there's some stuff I'd really like to get done here at AfterBuzz TV and really make a big deal about my final months here. And it's all been based around Gotham. But that, just to make it clear, I will be here covering Gotham for every episode I'm available. But once Gotham's done, I think it'll be a good time for me to hang up my boots, so to say.
Sail off into the wind.
No. Sail off into the sunset.
Into the sunset.
You're right, gonna off do into great the sunset. Things.
I'm gonna do great things, and I think this place is always a resource and an opportunity, and I think I've made the most of it. And I think, honestly, the best thing for me to do would be to leave and leave opportunity for someone else to make the most of it.
You've become Batman.
A little bit.
You are become the Dark Knight. We're going to see you in a couple of weeks.
We need to wear a cape, and we're just going to shoot you walking off.
Don't tempt me. But that's not tomorrow. That's not next week. That's months from now. But thank you to everyone for supporting me here and on to bigger and better things.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, yeah. Zach, where can people find you?
I'm Zach Peter. You guys can follow me at JustPlainZach all over the internet.
And hey, you guys, I'm your host, Carla Belchin. You can follow me on Instagram at IamCarlaBelchin, or you can tweet at me at @CarlaBelchin with an R at the end.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I run a lot of different YouTube pages for some of your favorite pro wrestlers, and if I'm tweeting the link, that's probably why. Thank you all, and good night.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed here,
our founder, Kevin Undergaro,
necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.